الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The verses of Quran that I am going to discuss, for the one who has memorized Quran, it will be that part for a hafiz, a hafiza, which is known as one of the big mutashabihat of Quran. It goes in the way of kadhabat, kadhabat, kadhabat qawm nuhin al-mursaleen. Then there is kadhabat Adun al-Mursaleen. Then it is Samud making takzeeb, falsifying Nabi Salih alayhi salam. Thereafter it is the Qawm of Shu'ib alayhi salam. So all the kadhabats, all the kadhabats in Quran, we are now going to explain to you why does it come. To explain the meaning behind this kadhabat, 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 and what Allah Tabarak Ta'ala wanted me and you to understand from it. As an introduction to this ayah that I'm going to now be explaining, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala's Quran is a glimpse into reality. What do you call reality? If everyone could see reality, then majority in this world would have been believers and minority would have been disbelievers. Majority would have been good and the minority would have been bad. Because whenever you can see something which is good, nature of man is to follow that which is good. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was told to go and see paradise. When he saw it and its beauty, his words were, I do not think there will be a person who will be able not to work to enter into Jannah. But then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala put a parda, a curtain, a disguise, a deception around it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِ. Things that you just don't like. The environment wasn't going to be for it. You were going to be looking the odd one out. When Jibreel alayhi salam saw that, he said, I wonder if anyone will ever get into Jannah. But Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made Jannah got its share, and Jahannam got its share. And it is Allah's system that the share of Jahannam is always going to be huge, much more than the share of Jannah. In Quran when you will see, and out of Quran when you will see. In Quran example, before the kadhabat start, it is the discussion of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. The surah is known as Surah Ash-Shu'ara. The end of the surah will speak of Shair. What is a Shair? What is Shu'ara? We will come to that. The beginning of the surah, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala takes us through different episodes in history. Each episode was not a one-day episode. It starts with Nabi Musa alayhi salam in the lands of Egypt. Today I had a chance to visit a museum. And in Egypt I had also seen it. And one time when I went to a theme park, I had seen it, the mighty pharaohs. It's a very big thing, especially now in the world. Even in the Arab countries, the honor of the pharaohs of the past. Now when you go into that museum, when you see those mummies, and then you see the write-up about ancient Egypt, how fantastic, how amazing. So let's me and you go into that era. It could have been an era of centuries, during which different kings rose to the level of becoming what they felt is a god. They submitted, they worshipped the devil. In Egypt, the name Horus was famous. Horus is another name for Dajjal. This was his merkaz once upon a time. That is why Egypt with the mummies and magic, it became so famous. Thereafter you had those pharaohs. Amongst the pharaohs, one became most famous is Ramses. Then you had Ramses the first, then you had the second. Some say Ramses the second was the pharaoh in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. When you will see Ramses and his history, his story out of Quran, you will say, wow, amazing, fantastic, what a man, how powerful. When you will see that same pharaoh in Quran you will see Musa alayhi salam and Harun, as though two people against an entire world. And Quran will make you say, amazing to Musa, amazing to Harun, and failure to everyone else. It's only Quran that can make the mind say that. Quran paints the picture of minority on the truth and majority blind. Fir'aun was totally blind. And Fir'aun led the blind into destruction. People followed him because he had power. People followed him because everyone was following him. People followed him because that was the culture of Egypt. Magic, power, rule. The clothing of the Egyptians were the clothing of everyone. If someone was different, it was only Musa and Harun. Even the Bani Israel, who were followers of Musa alayhi salam, they were more influenced with Fir'aun and the way of Fir'aun than they were with Nabi Musa alayhi salam. But when me and you look at Quran today, the whole world will bear testimony that the one who won from the two was Musa, it was not Fir'aun. Universities and museums and art galleries can show you a different picture. They can show you the mighty pharaoh. They can show you on a screen. They might even show you his body in the museum. But Quran will say, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ, that today we allowed your body to be preserved. لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً, so that maybe you can be a sign for people who will come after. And then Quran says also, but wa inna kathir, you will find majority of the people, they are totally negligent of our signs. One indication in the verse is, they will be looking at the body of Pharaoh. And the body is supposed to give the message that I tried to defeat the deen of Allah. I failed. As for Musa alayhi salam, he rose. But people will look at that body and even then they will not take the message. Wa inna kathiran min an-nas an ayatina laghafilun. In this surah, surah Shu'ara, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala first speaks of Musa alayhi salam and how he faced Fir'aun. Fir'aun had the army, Fir'aun had the culture, Fir'aun had the top palaces, and Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had nothing. But he had one thing which Fir'aun did not have. So when they came to the waters, فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ, when the two armies now faced each other, قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ, the companions of Musa alayhi salam said, now we caught. قَالَ كَلَّا, he said, never. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ, that I have with me something that all of you don't have. I have an Allah. And Allah will make sure my path is a path of guidance. For Musa alayhi salam on that occasion, death wasn't written. Life was written. So the oceans opened themselves up. فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ, each part of the waters became like a huge mountain. And Musa alayhi salam and his people went through, ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. And Fir'aun and his armies drowned. But even if on that day Musa alayhi salam drowned, or was killed, in martyrdom Jannah would open up. As for Fir'aun, even on that day if he was not killed, the day he would die, he would find no salvation from the punishment of Allah. Allah Tabarakallah says it was not only one. Let me give you another example. وَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Recite upon the people. Upon the people is me and you. Recite upon the people what happened to Nabi Ibrahim a.s. And for Ibrahim a.s., he stood up against the empire of Babylon. It was known as the empire of Nimrud. It was in the land of Iraq. So we finished Egypt. Now we went over to Iraq. At that time Iraq, Mesopotamia, the land where writing became famous, paper became famous, the land of the greatest at that time culture. It was known as the superpower, the Babylonian Empire, the Iraqi Empire. It was Iraq, it was Iran, it was going all the way into Afghanistan, Pakistan. All of these lands were under one empire. And in that empire you get one person, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. One man against an entire nation. The nation Allah Tabarakallah speaks nothing about them. One man Allah Tabarakallah said, Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. That Ibrahim was a nation. Ibrahim was a nation. What message these verses are going to give is, me and you are a minority in this country. Most of the people move with the tide. We enter, we see, we follow. We shy to be different. What will people say? But Musa alayhi salam had to be different. Ibrahim alayhi salam had to be different. Then Allah Tabarakallah says, that was Iraq, that was Egypt. Now let us go to the land of the Arabs. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, these Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were known. Number one, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, he was known to the whole world at that time. Because from Nuh alayhi salam, three sons came. And the rest of humanity came from those three. Nuh alayhi salam is known as the second Adam. So one son of his is Ham. And he goes to the land what we call today Egypt. And from Egypt, Africa, that starts his progeny. And then there is Sam, he goes to the Middle East. That's why you have it called Sham and Yemen and the lands around. And then you have Yafis, and he goes to the lands above. So he will go into Russia, China, Japan. He will go on to the other side, Europe. He will go all the way up to Germany. So the whole world at that time was Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. Whole world. Everyone's supposed to know about him. Because he is the grandfather of everyone. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah Tabarakallah starts this. And he says, let's start with your own grandfather. Because we all link to Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. He said, let's start with your grandfather. Because a person normally aspires to be like the great man in his progeny. Nuh alayhi salam was the great man, not the people who opposed him. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. One man Nuh, and generations who do not accept him, who mock him, who are happy with their lives, who are happy with their wealth. Finally they will say, لَإِلْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا نُوحٌ. No, we are tired of hearing your stories. If you don't stop, we will pelt you. Think of one Nuh. Sometimes when me and you will be walking around, you will see the tall universities, the schools, the lives. You will see a world of entertainment. You will see everyone partying. The devil will say, what made you feel you must be different? Who said you have to be pious? This is not for you. It is Quran that says that in the past the minority were the ones that stood out. Majority, they did the same. They mocked, they laughed. It is a minority that stood. In the land of the Arabs, the nation of Aad was known as the mighty Aad. The Arabs knew them very well. To them goes Nabi Hud alayhi salam. He says, أَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ آيَةً تَعْبَثُونَ. He says, oh my people, I find بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ, wherever you're finding an open area, you are putting up another building. تَعْبَثُونَ, and this is abath, because no one even lives there. You're just putting it up because you don't know what to do with your wealth. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعًا, and I find you putting up factories, businesses. There's nothing wrong with doing business. But the manner that I see your factory, your business, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ, as though you are going to live forever and ever. There's no deen in you. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ, and when you fight, you oppress, you hurt, you become violent. He said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, why don't you fear Allah? Why don't you fear Allah? But were they going to listen? Man's nature is majority always thinks that majority means correct. And minority means incorrect. When me and you walk around and you see the high, high buildings, if you know Quran, then read the verse. أَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ آيَةً تَعْبَثُونَ. And when you will see these huge empires, وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعًا, and you are putting up factories, enterprises, as though you will live forever. What about your deen? فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ, Allah Tabaraka Allah says, but they falsified and we destroyed. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةٌ, indeed in this there's a great message. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, but despite the great message, majority will still not believe. Meaning, me and you need to become happy to be that minority. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, from Arabia on the way to Sham, you will pass by the ruins of Samud. Nabi Salih alayhi salam comes to them. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ, he was very intelligent. Salih alayhi salam, his father had lot of hope that he will excel in education and he will come out with a shan, with great honor, with pomp. And then when Salih alayhi salam was not interested in acquiring this world, all the dreams of his father disappeared. And now he regarded his son as a failure. But what the world called a failure by Almighty Allah, Salih was the man and the qawm failed. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ, he had no interest in wealth. He said, I do not even ask you to pay me for my services. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا, my service, my pay is by Allah. He said, but oh my people, I'm asking you one question, the way you behave. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَا هُنَا آمِنِينَ, do you really think you're going to be left in this world in aman, with peace forever? فِي جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونَ, in gardens, in springs, وَزُرُوعِ وَنَخْلٍ, in plantations, and in date farms, طَلْعُهَا هَضِيمٌ, that which carries the dates, those pods, they are now so, so ready to give out their fruits. وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ, and he says, I find you in the mountains, you are making houses. One meaning of فَارِهِينَ, like experts. How well decorated, how well designed. He said, I see you doing all of this. But why don't you believe in Allah? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, the People of Salih are not reading this today. Today me and you are reading it. As though Allah Tabarakala mentioned it to say that if they couldn't listen to Salih, why can't me and you listen to him? They mocked him, and Allah Tabarakala says, فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. When the punishment came, it grabbed them. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. Indeed, in this is what a message, what a lesson. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Unfortunately, majority will still not believe. Meaning when you will see the ruins of Thamud in the Arab lands, when you will go there, you will ask, where is the lands of Thamud, the ruins of Thamud? And the man will tell you, I can take you there. It's party carrying on there. It's a party carrying on. At a place where the punishment of Allah fell, people would go there to party. No one would go there to see the sign. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوطِنِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. In Jordan, they call it the Dead Sea. The nation of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam got involved in the dirty act of girl to girl, boy to boy. By them it wasn't girl to girl so much, but it was boy to boy. He would say to them, Allah created for men, women. When they got involved in the act of boy to boy, first it was with consent. And thereafter, caravans which would go past, they would attack the caravan, not rape the woman, they would rape the men. أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانِ. Nabi Lut alayhi salam said, do you go to men? وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ. Allah created you, spouses for you. You left that. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ. He said, you are a nation that has passed all limits. Me and you live in that era. Where today to even say something is not right in this is regarded as a crime. It was regarded as a crime for them. لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوتْ. O Lut, if you don't stop, لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. You will be kicked out. And what could he say to them except that I cannot understand? Then it was Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam. The people of his were only worried of money, money, money. How to earn more, how to be more wealthy, how to live it up. And when he spoke to them, they said, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُصَحَّرِينَ. You are bewitched. You are bewitched. Meaning you can't see this goodness in wealth. You can't see. We live in the world today that the man who speaks the truth, parents, friends, family will say, you blind. You got no brains. There's something's wrong with your head. Allah Tabarakala said, this hasn't happened today. This is from the beginning of time and Quran takes us through the eras. Said, you are bewitched. The one who had the spell found that the one who was free from the spell was under the spell. فَأَخَذَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمِ الظُّلَّةِ. But the punishment of the day of the cloud grabbed them. The cloud came. And in the cloud was a terrible punishment. Allah Tabarakala again says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ الْآيَةِ. That indeed in this is a big sign. But وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Majority will still not. The question is, how come majority is not? How come majority is not? Because if everything is so clear, how come the majority goes with that which is not clear? So in the next surah, the surah is known as Surah Ash-Shu'ara. So at the end of the surah, at the end of the surah, Allah Tabarakala says why? Allah Tabarakala says, should I tell you, هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ تَنَزَّلُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Should I not inform you that who do the shayateen go to? Because me and you know this is a world of shaitan. And that is why when we read Quran, we say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. And then whenever we see something scary, we say, Allah, seek our protection from shaitan. When we read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, the main part of it is وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ, from the evil of the jealous one when he shows his jealousy, meaning from jinn. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ, from the evil, the one who whispers, he blows. So much we say, Allah, I seek your protection, I seek your protection from shaitan. So if shaitan had to come in front of me and you with his goat head, huge in size, with lights all around him, even if it looks so powerful, so beautiful, but on the first occasion, if he had to come in front of me and you, even the one who's far from Allah will run far from the devil. So the devil doesn't come in front of people. The Dajjal and Iblis, they select who they show themselves to. The end of the surah says, let me tell you something. Should I tell you where the shaitan is going? Because then you will not be seeing shaitan, you will understand who's the agent of shaitan. تَنَزَّلُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ, the devil descends on those people, أثيم, who are filled with vice. Filled with vice. They got no religion. They got no values. For them it is only party, party. They're taking drugs. Everybody else is amazed at them, but they got no life. Ismun, sin is their shiar, is their quality. They stand out with sin. Tattoos on their body, filthy words on their tongue. Affaq, ifkun. Ifkun, affaq means that they don't speak one major lie. They speak major lies. Major lies. What is called a major lie and what is major lies? That you say the lie in such a manner. Ifkun was what was known as the accusation against Aisha radiallahu anha. If it is such a lie that innocent people also are duped into believing it. That's called ifk. In the world that we live in today, who do you think are the affaq and the athim? Producers of movies, writers of novels. Because when the world sees that lie, even if before it starts, the movie, the book, they write there, not true. But by the time the book ends, the person reading it behaves as it is the absolute truth. That is called a faq, that is called a theme. The man who made Hollywood, the man who made those movies, the man who makes those series, and then it is promoted in the whole world. Sometimes in movies 20 years ago, you would see things which you're seeing in the world today. You will wonder, how did that man know it? Allah Ta'ala said, should I show you where the shayateen go? They go to these people. يُلْقُونَ السَّمْعَ. And then, this verse has many meanings, but one meaning is, يُلْقُونَ السَّمْ, the world now lends an ear to what they got to say. Whereas, وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ, majority of them are liars. يُلْقُونَ السَّمْ, meaning if you tell someone how much Quran you listen to, he says, I listen, I like Quran, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. He said, how much movies do you listen to? يُلْقُونَ السَّمْعَ, they lend their ear. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ, whereas you know the man is a liar. وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ, that's why the surah is known as Surah Al-Shu'ara. What is shi'r? Those who have a little knowledge of Arabic will say shi'run is ash'ar, ash'ar, poetry. You read something nicely, that's poetry. In Arabic, shi'run got nothing to do with poetry. Poetry is part of shi'r. What is shi'r? To be able to present something in the mind, a picture, with such words, with such a description, that it is far from the truth. But you say it in such a beautiful manner, that the person, even if he knows it's a lie, he himself starts thinking about it, laughing about it, accepting it. In the past, if you wanted to attack your enemy, they would say 100 arrows cannot do that harm which one shi'r can do. Because everyone knew it's not true. But you said it in such a wonderful manner against someone that everyone started putting it on their tongue. That's called shi'r. You describe the moon. You describe your lover. You like the moon. And when you don't like someone, you describe him. You like the other side of the moon. He's like the moon with light. You like the moon with no light. You could describe a glass, the liquor in the glass. They would describe it in such a manner that even the one who never drank liquor would start dreaming of liquor. Even if something never tastes nice, you could describe it in a manner that the man will go eat it. You'll tell him, but you yourself know it doesn't taste nice. He says, I know that, but after listening to the description, I thought maybe the taste has changed. This is called shi'r. In our time, shi'r has reached its higher stages. It started with Hollywood, and it has now come onto what we call social media. This is shi'r. It shows a picture which is very far from the truth. It can introduce a person to a happy life, but there's no happy life in that life. It can show you walking on the beach and smiling, but we'll go on the beach and you will see the person not smiling. It will show you a land where everything is fulfilled, your every dream and desire. But go in the land and you will hear the person committed suicide. It will show you a life in which there is no death, but every town, and you will see the graveyard has to be there. The graveyard has to be there. But in social media, you will never see death. You will see life. Whereas longer for us is after death, shorter for us is in life. In social media, you will see the thrills of wealth. You will never see the thrills of deen. Shi'r. Hassan bin Thabit was a shair. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, defend. You come on the mimbar, you also say your ashar, but do not lie. So ulama then came on. Sometimes you will see the alim's bayan. He is also said so well, inna min ash-shi'ri la hikmah. Allah's Nabi said, some ashar has a lot of wisdom. The alim, he explained it, he described it, he portrayed it. Quran shows us. Quran shows us the true picture of Jannah. It shows us the true picture of Jahannam. But because we live in the world where shi'r, which is a lie, is predominant, man's nature is وَالشُعَرَىٰ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ, that those who are walking nowhere, their nature is to follow behind the shu'ara. It can have many translations, but one translation which I am going to give. Those who are going nowhere, it is their nature to always be watching clips, following social media, watching a movie, running behind this. When you ask them, don't you have anything to do in life? The answer is no. This is life. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَالشُعَرَىٰ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ, the one who is going nowhere. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ, do you not see them in every valley wandering aimlessly. Yahimun is a camel whose eyes have been covered by the master, but the camel has now freed itself. So it's running, but it doesn't know where. It's just banging, hitting its heads. It got freedom, but it doesn't know where to go. It got freedom, but it doesn't know where to go. Allah Tabarakah says, do you not see some people behave like that? We entered in a world where they say, freedom, it's your choice. So I am free, you are free to make choices. Nothing is holding us back. But if the eye is blind, then we become like the camel that got its freedom, but it can't see. Fi kulli wadin, you just see the camel going wild. In the world today, you ask the man, so what do you do? Sports. What sports? Every sport. After sport, movies. Which movie? Every movie. So what do you do whole night? You look at clubs. Which club? Every club. What messages do you answer? All the messages. How many people are following you? You following? I follow everyone. Everyone follows me. You say, so what do you do in life? You say, nothing. So you like a camel that has gone blind. You earned your freedom in the world which gave you freedom. But at the same time, they covered the eye. They covered the eye. Allah Tabarakah says, do you not see them in every valley, wandering alone aimlessly? وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. And when they talk, when they speak, when they show, they got big talks, but it's all a lie. They say that which they have never ever done. This has many, many translations, but one translation that applies for us is that same man on social media or that same woman will portray themselves that I have it all, but when you will go in their life, مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ, they have not done anything at all. It's all a lie. It's just to show a face, they put a smile, but there's no smile in their heart. They decorate the house only to show their followers, but no one's living in that house. They act like everything is 100% in their family, but there's wars taking place in their family. They say that which is not what they do. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah Tabarakah says, being a shair or being the follower of the shair, that will be majority. That minority which was Ibrahim in his era, Musa in his era, Salih in his era, Hud in his era, alayhimus salatu was salam, that minority, may Allah make me and you that minority. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. Allah Tabarakullah says, there will be a small minority that will be different. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبِي يَنْقَلِبُونَ. Look at the end. They say, حُسْنَ اِخْتِتَامُ. What a beautiful ending. Those that are oppressors will soon come to know. أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبِ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. In which direction they are heading. Those that are oppressors will soon come to know in which direction they are heading. Meaning we all heading towards Allah. The grave is in front, whether you want to look at it and walk to it, or you want to look somewhere else, which the poet said, kidhar ja rahe ho, kidhar dekh rahe ho. Do you know where you are going? You know where you are looking. Do you know where you are going? Do you know where you are looking? You are moving fast towards the next world, and you are still looking at this trivial world. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen was salatu was salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. O Allah, in your kindness, It is not easy for any person to be happy to be from a minority. Allah, but how you gave strength to Nabi Nuh alayhi salam? He went through generation and generation and generation until people even started saying, have you not become shy? You have visited my father and my grandfather and my great-grandfather and still you're not understanding, we don't want to listen to you. What a man that must have been. What a man that must have been. He was a new Allah because of the strength you gave him. He was not impressed with the error. He was disgusted with the error. He did not move with the tide. He built a unique ship that went against the tide. Allah, as you made people in the past, Allah, you are the same Allah. The hand that gives has never changed. It is the hand that takes that has changed. Allah, we are the weakest of those who have ever asked. Allah, we are the weakest of those that have ever begged. Allah, but because of our weakness, taking pity in our weakness, and the fact that we are at the end of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah, we ask you, arina al-haqqa haqqa, warzuqna ittiba'a, allow us to be able to see the right as right, and to be able then to follow. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابًا. Allah, we ask you to protect every one of us from the fitan of life, from the fitan of life after death, from the trials and tribulations of living and dying. Allah, we ask you to protect us from sin. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. And we ask your protection to protect us from the trials of Dajjal. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.